Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, Already in Progress.
But that just breaks my heart when I see people in the church that throw away their family. That just blows me away. But you know, when we look at the scripture, there's so much scripture, so much to be learned in what we looked at today. The curse comes upon you because of sin. Men and women in the church go out and have sex with people they're not married to in the church. And then they wonder why their kids, wonder why problems comes along with their kids, wonder why their daughters go out and have babies out of wedlock. God was watching. He knew everything that was happening. You're going to reap what you sow, and you ain't going to lack it. I can tell you for sure. But that curse followed David. That curse followed him. And you have no idea, just like this precious little thing up here on the front row. When we broke that curse, we did it all with words. Amen. We took God's word and we spoke those words and we broke that curse over that child. She's redeemed by the blood. The mother and daddy are already walking holy and pure before God because they know the Lord and they obey Him and do what He says. And by breaking that curse and kicking that devil out and commanding him to never come back again, that devil had to leave that child. And once that curse is broken, that child became a normal child from that day. And every day she began to get to where she could ride. Today she runs out there and gets what big old white horse out there and she'll jump up on his back and ride him all over the place. And for a little girl that wasn't ever going to be able to walk, I believe the doctor missed it. Isn't he awesome? Yeah, oh, she's got a picture of her horse right there. Wow. Yeah, she loves to ride horses. Now then, what do we need in the church? Godly men and women. Godly men and women. Men that will pay attention to what they're doing. Men that will pay attention to where you're looking. Because something else, gentlemen, I have learned the hard way with men. I learned this lesson a long, long time ago. But I learned it from Dr. Ben Smith. He didn't have a clue what he was teaching me or what I was learning. But he says, men, you should never look at a woman anywhere except in her eyes. Don't look at her body. Upper, lower, nothing. Always look at a woman in her eyes. And so I learned from him, that's where I'm supposed to look at a woman. So when I look at a woman, I try to always look in their eyes. I've done that for years. Now then, after a few years of being in the ministry myself, I've learned those men that don't do that, those men that every time a woman walks in, they look at her breast or they look at her butt, whatever they look at that's not in her face, and they'll lust. And what that will do, that will bring prostate cancer on you. Isn't that something? How many men do you know in the church had prostate problems? Multitudes of them. How many of them know looking at that woman in the wrong place is what did that? Almost none of them. Just like a woman. When a woman gets into bitterness and unforgiveness toward another woman, it'll bring breast cancer on her. Every time. Breast cancer. We've seen that healed by the multitudes, haven't we, Ken?
Thousands.
But see, you're supposed to purify yourself. Be holy. Because we're sons and daughters of God. Is that true?
Amen.
Yeah. Wow. So in this little episode that we went through here today, David had the problem because of he was the culprit. He was the one that committed all the problems. David's the one that sinned, right? David's the one, I'm sure, when he walked up on the roof of the castle and looked down and he saw this beautiful woman, her husband's out there fighting the battle. He looks down and sees this gorgeous woman. He said, well, I got to have that. So he says, sent one of his servants, said, go get her and bring her to my bedroom. I am sure when she walked into his bedroom, when he told, take your clothes off, we're going to have sex. I'm sure she looked at him and said, oh, king, I am a married woman. You have no legal right to me. I'm married to one of your officers, one of your soldiers. He said, that don't mean nothing. Right now, his flesh is overcoming him. He don't care what anybody says. He got one thing on his mind. He wants sex with this beautiful woman. You know, when Paul tells us we need to learn to control our vessels, if you haven't learned that yet, you need to really get a hold of that. Because it's going to make you sick. If you don't do what God says, it's going to, these problems and these symptoms and everything that we had from the scripture that we're looking at, those problems never have changed. We still got the same problems today we had before. That's just like that man that I told you about a few minutes ago when him and his wife were having that problem. I told him, I said, if y'all will get back in your love walk, your kids will get well. I thought about the day that I was down at DFW Airport and her grandmother walked up to me and said, Thurman, my 16-year-old grandson's in Cook's Medical Center with cancer. 16 years old with cancer. Will you go pray for him? I said, sure. I had learned these principles, so I go over to Cook's Medical Center. The daddy was in there with him. They had just given this 16-year-old boy a chemo treatment. I looked at the young boy, and he didn't look too good. I asked the doctor, I said, Doctor, how is he responding to the treatment? He says, not good at all. Not good at all. I said, so does that mean he might die? He said, there is always that possibility. I said, okay. So I walked over to the daddy and I said, sir, where is your wife? If this boy is in this kind of shape, where is your wife? He said, me and her are not getting along. So he said, she never comes when I'm here. I said, okay. I said, can you call her? He said, yes. I said, let me talk to her. I got her on the phone. I said, ma'am, this is Thurman Scrivener. I want to tell you I'm down here at your grandmother, your mother's request to come down and pray for this boy, which has cancer. And when I get here, I find out from the doctor, he is not responding well at all. And I asked the husband where you were, and he said you and him weren't getting along. I said, I really need to talk to you and him together, and I need to talk right now together. And I said, it's all going to be wrapped around your son, whether he lives or dies. She said, okay, I'll come right down. So she did. 30 minutes, she was there. I began to explain to them Matthew 18, 21 through 35. I said, now here is a place where if you do not forgive from your heart, in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, I said, if you do not forgive from your heart, you'll find here where the master will turn you and your spouse and your children and your assets over to the tormenting spirits. Who in here would like for God to turn you over to a tormenting spirit? I don't. Those are demons that he's talking about. See, God runs the show. He controls the demons. That's why people have such bad luck trying to cast out demons. You don't get rid of the sin first. If you don't get rid of the sin first, you can't kick them out. If you kick them out, they'll be back in before they get to the door. So anyway, when I sat down and talked with her and told her all that about she had to forgive her husband. And I told him, I said, sir, you got to forgive her. I said, if y'all don't forgive each other, I said, this boy has already been turned over to the tormenting spirit by the Lord himself. And I showed it to them in the scripture. And they said, I've read that scripture, but I didn't know it meant what it says. How many people do you know that don't believe the Bible says what it says? Far too many of us. But it does mean exactly what it says. So anyway, I told them, I said, well, y'all are going to have to forgive each other or this boy could possibly die. And she said, if I forgive him, what do you think is going to happen? I said, the boy's going to get well. I guarantee it. She said, if I forgive my husband, you're going to guarantee me my son's going to get well from cancer? I said, yes, ma'am. And if you and your husband will walk in love, I'll guarantee he'll never have it again. Never. Wow. She looked at those scriptures again. She said, you know, I've never seen this, but that is what that says. He will turn us over to the tormentor. And so she said, it's not worth it. She said, honey, I forgive you. Ain't it amazing when people understand what the consequences are? It's not quite so hard to forgive. So she forgave her husband, and I said, now, sir, you forgive her. And they did. I said, I want you two to hug each other and kiss just like you did on your wedding night. I said, I want you just to really forgive each other. And so they did that. And I said, now I can pray for the boy. So I go over to lay my hands on the boy, and just as I start to touch the boy, the doctor says, sir, don't touch him. I just gave him a chemo treatment. I said, okay, can I lay hands on the cover that he's under? And he said, yes, as long as you don't touch him. Okay. Put those two hands on him. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18 says, these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name you shall cast out demons. Is that what it says? And then you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we got rid of the sin. The mother and daddy forgive each other. I laid hands on my part. How hard does that look like that was to do, Franz? Was that very hard? I didn't look hard at all, did it? Nothing. Isn't that amazing? When God tells us to do something, that's why you have to know the whole scripture. You can't just know one or two verses. You got to know the Word of God. You got to spend time with God. You got to let God be living in you and you in Him. And I'm telling you, if you're a 18, 20, 25, 30-year-old young man, you're going to be like the one that he told you the story about a while ago. You think you're going to come here and you're going to read the Word of God for 6 months. You're going to do the same things I do. You got another thing coming because it took me 10 years to get it. 10 years. And so I hope it don't take you that long. But if it does, get ready because it may. It may take you 15 years. I'm still working on things myself that I've been working on for 20 and 30 and I ain't there yet. But I'm going to get there because I ain't going to give up. Amen. So anyway, after we got all the sins taken care of and I laid hands on him and commanded the devil to leave, you can't see nothing in the spirit world happen, but it happened. You know, when I said, I command you devils of hell, according to that scripture, to come out of that boy and leave him and go to the abyss and never enter him again in Jesus' name. I said, okay, he'll get well because God made you a promise. That mother said, sir, do you have a business card? I said, yes, ma'am, I do. And she says, does it have a cell phone number on it where I can reach you? I said, yes. She said, can I have one? I said, yes. I said, why do you want the card? She said, because I'm going to call you and tell you what happens. I said, okay, I want to know. So I left. It was 2 o'clock. I think that was, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that afternoon when I left Cook's Medical Center. 4 o'clock the next day, this is 26 hours later, a boy that was terminal with cancer, mother called me and said, the doctors have just released our son from the hospital. We're going home with no cancer in his body whatsoever.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.